Blog Talk Radio.
What up? What up? It's Sports and Bullshit. We're back again, giving my boy Dan Weinrich, a.k.a. the Crackatologist, a.k.a. DWI Productions. That's at DWI Productions on Twitter. It's at Blackatologist for me on Twitter. It's fantasy football time. It's almost NFL time, but more importantly, fantasy football time. And we're here to help people with their upcoming drafts and all that, as we are self-proclaimed experts in the field. You agree with that, right?
Absolutely.
So let's get right into it. I know you've done a bunch of mock drafts. I haven't even done a mock draft yet. I just basically ranking my players. You know, there've been some key injuries. We could talk about too that Kelvin Benjamin injury is pretty crushing for Carolina and their fantasy and Cam Newton's fantasy prospects. You agree with that?
No, I don't know. I wouldn't say. It makes me look. I wasn't hyped on Cam with Benjamin, and I'm not down on him. And I'm not down on him without him. So it definitely has an effect. The biggest effect is that there goes a guy that I was targeting, you know, in like late second, early third round, who I saw as a really great value at that spot, because he was, I feel, undervalued. But, you know, maybe he took him. No, I'm talking about Kelvin Benjamin. I was targeting him highly, okay?
I saw him top 10, top 15 in a deep, deep wide receiver class.
Top 10 wide receiver or top 10 pick overall?
No, wide receiver.
You're saying top 10, yeah, wide receiver. Yeah, yeah, top 10.
But that's saying a lot, too, when you look at the wide receivers.
That's what I'm saying is that's the biggest fault. But I don't feel like Cam, you know, had to do the same thing the year before when he lost Steve Smith, and nobody thought that Kelvin Benjamin was going to be anything close to what he ended up being. You know, that's just an and then he takes Greg Olsen and turns him into a 1,000-yard tight end. So Cam is just one of those unique players who can rise above the sum of the parts that surround him.
Yeah, and he does have the rookie Devin Funches from Michigan, so he could be another Kelvin Benjamin, like you said.
What I'm hearing about
on Instagram?
Honestly, right? Like, I don't know that much about Funches. Just like, I didn't know that much about Benjamin going into the season. But what I have heard is that he doesn't really have Benjamin's size. And
he's 6'4", 225. I mean,
Benjamin's
what,
got like height,
six, maybe 6'5".
Well, that sounds like a... That sounds like a tall, skinny guy.
Because I'm not a big college basketball guy, college football guy. But,
you're not a big college basketball guy either. Trust me.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, did you see the little video meme I put up of Cam having what it's going to be like for him this season? Where he passes
it
to himself.
Talking to himself. But don't you remember? It's exactly the same narrative last year.
Right. Yeah. No. I like you said, you weren't high on Cam. I was high on Cam. So to me, it dropped him a little bit. Obviously, I mean, you don't have that big time wide receiver I was kind of counting on. But I think he's gonna, you know, he'll adjust, and he's a beast, and he'll you know, make up for it as much as he can. He's still gonna put points on the board. Let's get into this.
Hello.
We're gonna go position by position. You're there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on?
Well,
my
illegal immigrant cleaning lady does not know. Well, I'm just full disclosure. I thought this was a safe zone.
Chill, Donald.
I didn't say I don't want her.
I'm just
I'm
you,
just
you dropping, I'm, you're kind of dropping dime on her though. Come on, man. You know,
didn't tell you her name, number, where to find her. All right.
So we're gonna go. Let's go position by position. We'll give you our top five and maybe beyond if we feel like it, and then we'll go sleepers and overrated for each position. We'll start with the most important position in the real sport, and in my opinion, the fantasy sport, and that's QB. We'll go with yours first. We'll go back and forth of who goes first. So let me hear your top five QBs.
All right. Well, this is probably, I think of all of my rankings, this might be the most conservative or traditional or chalk-esque, if you will. And I would say my number one is Luck. Is fantasy.
Right, of course.
Win a football game, I still say Aaron Rodgers is the best.
That doesn't matter.
But
we don't care about the real football. It's all fantasy.
Okay, so I got Andrew Luck at number one. Should I go? Well, it's too late now, but for the future, should I go reverse order? Should I start with five?
No, just
it's
go top five.
More exciting that way, isn't it?
There's no drum roll. You know what I mean?
All right, well, I'll do it that next time that way. This time I'll do it the traditional way.
Whatever makes you feel good. You know what I mean?
Can I get to it already? You're going to keep interrupting.
I'm going to try to stop me
again.
Oh, I apologize.
All right, here we go. Andrew Luck, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Russell Wilson.
Okay.
That's my five.
My five is Aaron Rodgers, one, Andrew Luck, two, three, Ben Roethlisberger, four, Drew Brees, and five, Peyton Manning.
I'm shocked that I have Andrew Luck ranked higher than you. I thought Luck is your boy.
I mean, he is, but Aaron Rodgers is my boy, too. I feel like Aaron Rodgers has a better team, too. And better weapons, actually, too. As long as he stays healthy, which is the key for everybody.
Do you think he has a better overall team or just just receiving options?
On the offensive end, I'm not even thinking about the defense. But on offense, I mean, you got Jordy Nelson, you got Cobb, Lacy in the backfield. That's pretty impressive.
Well, let's go position by position. Jordy Nelson, okay.
Right.
T.Y. Hilton. I would probably take Cobb in fantasy because of the touchdowns, and Andre Johnson has a lack. But I take T.Y. Hilton over Jordy Nelson. So that's, you know, for me it's even.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Quarrelis, I think, is outdone by
barely. Fleener.
No, but it's not just Fleener. There's another guy that's actually supposed to be good, right? Dwayne Allen.
Yeah, he's solid. But, I mean, you know.
It's so funny because the pundits always talk about how good Dwayne Allen is.
It's not like any of those guys are all-pro tight ends yet. So, you know, we'll see.
No, definitely
And then in the backfield, you have Gore. You have Frank Gore, who I like a lot, but he's about, you know, 48 years old. He's still good. Don't get me wrong, but you know, with Lacy, that's a top five running back. I'm assuming you have him in the top five too. But anyway, so we disagree. You have Russell Wilson way higher than me, and you know, just segueing into the next thing, we'll go overrated because I think that Russell Wilson is my overrated guy. Not, you know, in just in fantasy terms, I think he's great in real life, but in fantasy terms, I think he's overrated. They still don't have any wide receivers. Baldwin is their number one wide receiver. They do have Jimmy Graham, who I know he's going to lean on, and hopefully that's where most of his yards are going to come. But it's still going to be a run-heavy offense with Marshawn Lynch. So I just feel like, Russell Wilson is overrated based on his real-life performance. But, you know, I'll let you debate that.
Here's the thing. Russell, first of all, I have to correct one of your statements. You're right when you say they're going to run on their running game as they usually do. But what you left out is that Russell Wilson is a big guy.
That's true. I agree.
said he ran for something like 800 yards or something like that last off. That's off the top of my head. I might be off by 100 or 150. But he had a significant number of rushing yards and touchdowns. And he's never had, and what you said is true about his weapons, but that's always been the case. And he's always been successful. And last year in particular, he was a top 10 fantasy QB. So I put him in there. The guy who's now popping up in the pre-rankings, like way up there right alongside him as like that, you know, 5-6 range right after your Breeze and your Manning, who seem to be sort of undebated or unrivaled as the like 1A QBs after Rodgers and Luck. The next, the guy that I think is overrated is Big Ben. Because, yeah, I mean, Big Ben could Big Ben. Roethlisberger.
You said Big Ben?
Now, here's my argument here. Now, Big Ben could end up with a season where he's a top, you know, where he's a top 10 QB. Definitely. He's done it before. He did it last year. But he could also end up with 25th, 20th. He's done that before as well. And there doesn't seem to be a direct correlation between the quality of his weapons because, sure, Antonio Brown is a beast, and, you know, Martavius, or what's the guy's name? Bryant.
Yeah, Martavius. I'll just call him Martavius. Martavius Bryant. He's a beast. He's a beast in the making.
So wait, who's the guy in Oakland? Who's the running back?
Who's the guy in Oakland?
The running back.
The running back. What does that have to do with anything?
Is it talking about very similar? Oh, it's Latavius Murray. That's it.
Oh, okay.
I get their names confused. Anyway, my point is, his talent is actually not even that special compared to who. I mean, he's had, you know, what's his name? Why am I having a blank on one of my favorite all-time players? Super Bowl MVP, former Jet. Former wide receiver for the... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
What was his name?
Who?
He was a wide receiver for the Steelers and then the Jets. Antonio.
Antonio Holmes.
What I'm saying is like it's not like Ben has some sort of talent pool to throw to that he hasn't had before. He's always had talent as a wide receiver.
But more recently. He's been putting up higher numbers because of Haley, the offensive coordinator. He's pass happy.
Yeah.
And now you have even more. I mean, his receiving core is even better this year. Like you mentioned, you forgot about Marcus Wheaton, who's pretty good, Antonio Brown. So, and Martavis Bryant is actually a third guy. Man, and they have Hayward Bay as a fourth guy. So, I mean, they're pretty sick.
Here's what I'm saying. Ben was a great value last year when you got him late round or maybe even off white waiver wire. He's not a great value if you have to spend a second or third round or even a fourth round pick on him. He might
I disagree with that. I think because
okay.
I think you can count on his last year numbers. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't think that, and I'm saying you cannot. I'm not saying definitively he's gonna have a dip. But what I'm saying definitively, you can't count on those numbers. He could just as easily have a season with, like, you know, 25 touchdowns and 18 interceptions and, like, you know, 3,800 yards.
I hear you. So, I mean, basically, each of our overrated guys, we're in our top five. That's pretty interesting.
No,
because I
had
Russell
five.
Wilson as overrated. He's in your top. No, Russell Wilson is in your top five. I have him overrated.
Yeah.
And Roethlisberger is in my top five, and you have him overrated. So who's your sleeper
well,
QB?
Before I get to that, just to be clear, I really think Ben is the essence of the term. He's just overrated in this year's fantasy pre-ranking. Still think he's like a top 10 guy. I just don't think that what you have to do to get him
you
this
don't,
year
yeah,
is worth
don't,
it.
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same thing. I don't think Russell Wilson is top five, so I think he's overrated. And you don't think Roethlisberger top five, so you think he's basically the same.
And, by the way, I actually did two. I also put Eli in there because, again, I said same deal with Eli. I think Eli's solid. I love his receiving core. But he's overrated now that you would have to go reach for him, and I think with him it's probably fourth or fifth round. I don't think.
But where are you seeing him rated among QBs? I don't think he's that highly rated anyway.
Yeah, he's like right around 10.
Okay, and you think he's like a top 20 guy, not a top 10 guy?
I think it's like a roll of the dice. Like you could just as easily get a big season out of Eli or Matt Ryan as you could out of Joe Flacco or Andy Dalton. And Joe Flacco and Andy Dalton are, like, practically going undrafted or, like, really, like, last round. And I feel like if you're not going to get your luck, Rodgers, Manning, or Breeze, you might as well hold out and get one of those guys at the end because, you don't want to lose out on a starting wide receiver or running back because you had to reach for Eli.
Okay. So,
this year, Eli's great, but a year ago, he was undrafted. He was going undrafted. You know? So, anyway,
who's your sleeper? QB.
I just told you them. My sleepers are Joe Flacco and Andy Dalton, who I think are very respectable. You know, those are two guys. All they're going to do of what you can count on. They're most likely going to start all season long. There's no one even close to replacing either of them. And they could easily have, a top, if not top 10, they could have a top 15 year easily without anything even being unusual.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with Andy Dalton. I have him a top, I have him at number 15. And I see a lot of places have him, in the 20 range. So I agree with you there on Andy Dalton. He has one of the best targets there is in AJ Green, and you have Muhammad, and he has Eifert at tight end. He had a lot of weapons there, and he has a good running game too. So I think he's a sleeper. But I have Cam Newton and I have Matt Ryan higher than most people do. I have him Cam Newton 6, Matt Ryan 7. Most people have them in the teens. Cam Newton and Matt Ryan.
That's actually not. I don't know about. I can't speak on an average daily picks or what other pundits, but just based on Yahoo rankings, both those guys are actually in the top. That's exactly where they're ranked. It's like Cam is like around 6. It's like Russell. It's like Ben Russell Cam. You know those three are like 5 to 7, and then 8, 9, 10 is like Matt Ryan, Eli, and my mind is slipping. Another guy who's pretty low ranked, and I think it's more based on people having higher expectations that he didn't live up to is Kaepernick. Kaepernick is you can get him really late. And he's young enough to have a bounce back season. Obviously, there are.
But his team is greatly diminished. That's the thing.
True.
He's diminished. He had a bad season last year. I'm not sure if that's not the real him, and especially with a bad team. So we'll see.
Maybe without Harbaugh, without as solid or reliable of a running game, and with a downfield threat like Torrey Smith. Maybe he'll be unleashed a little bit more because he still has an arm.
And he can run.
He still has legs.
Let's get off the QBs.
Yep.
Let's go. Let's move to the running back, another crucial position, obviously. I'll give you my top five. My top five running backs. Reverse order for you, and I'll go number five. Marshawn Lynch, 4, Eddie Lacy.
Wait, hold on. I want to see if we're exactly the same. All right, wait, no. All right, we're already off one. Who's your 4?
4, Eddie Lacy.
Uh-huh.
3, Jamaal Charles.
Uh-huh.
2, Adrian Peterson. and one Le'Veon Bell.
All right, so we don't have much to talk about here because we have the exact same five players, and the only variance is that I have Marshawn fourth and Lacy fifth, and you have Lacy fourth and Marshawn fifth. So we have the exact same 1, 2, 3, Bell, AP, and Charles. And as just all you listen, all two of you listeners know, yeah, I know, sorry, I fucked up that joke. It should have gone. Just so all you listeners know, both of you, we did not speak in advance of doing this pod, so that is unrehearsed. That's a true consensus.
Yes, it was yours. Very tough.
So nothing really to talk about there. Well, let's talk about our overrated and underrated.
Yeah, you go first. Give me an overrated.
All right, so for one of my overrated running backs, I put DeMarco Murray. This guy is, I know he obviously led the league in rushing last year, but he's now a part of a running back by committee, and I definitely think he's productive, but to take him in the first or second round, I think you're going to be disappointed in his output. Between, you know, because I just know Kelly's going to get Ryan Matthews, and they didn't sign him to not get him regular action. They didn't sign him to just make him a backup. And Sproles is still there, too. And I just think that it's too murky to count on him that high as he's being ranked. I never, ever, ever end up with him because I would take him like, you know, maybe late third, early fourth. And there's no way he's staying that late. So that's why
right.
I have him.
I'm still high on him. I actually have him sixth overall. I think, I mean, Philly, he's shown he's a beast from his Dallas days. He's a workhorse. He's going to get any kind of goal line carries. You don't have to worry about that. He's going to get the majority of the carries. They are deep, somewhat deep at the position, but Ryan Matthews has been injury prone. Sproles is a third down guy. I think he's going to get his touches, no problem. But
I don't know.
Offense is going to be so spread out. I think he's going to get some yards and get some touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I personally have a couple guys in front of him. I have 4K in front of him, especially in a PPR, and.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Shady in front of him because I just feel like they have such an unbelievable, yet like I think Buffalo is on the precipice of being one of those like holy shit defenses, like Seattle 2 years ago, like the Ravens back in the day. They have so many really, really like superstar players on defense, and with Rex Ryan mm-hmm. there, I just feel like that they're going to be on. I know that there's questions with their offensive line, but I think they're going to be in such a ground and pound mode. And like, just think of how Rex Ryan makes running backs stars. You know what I mean? Like running old retreads. Like look what happened with LT when he went over. Look what happened with Thomas Jones under Rex Ryan. Like he will get the most out of his running game somehow, some way. So
yeah,
I
like
McCoy
a little
better.
I like McCoy just a little, you know,
plus,
not as much as DeMarco, but I like McCoy.
Plus, I think straight up skills in a vacuum, I think Shady is just better than Murray.
Well, yeah.
DeMarco Murray had the benefit of the best offensive line in football last year.
Right, he still did
it. So you at least you know you can count on him for a full season as opposed to, say, somebody like, you know, a C.J. Anderson or even Jeremy Hill, that you're like, you know, it's not like they have a whole long track record to be spending such a high pick on them. But, you know he can do it, but I still prefer Shady. Anyway,
speaking of C.J. Anderson, that's actually my overrated guy. I keep seeing him pretty, you know, very high, always in the top 10, like 7, 6 sometimes. And I think, I just don't see it. He was a no-name coming into last year. We talked about this before. these no-name guys come out last year and they have a good season or half a season. The next season, everybody expects them to be a beast, and I don't see it. And,
well,
you know, I know Denver's a high-powered offense, so the running back is going to score some points, but they still have Monty Ball. They still have Ronnie Hillman. So I don't even think Anderson's going to get a lion's share of the carries once the season is said and done. You know, I love Monty Ball. He had a fumbling problem last year, but he was a rookie. He's going to be better with that.
He had a groin tear, and he never really recovered from it. So he didn't really get a chance last year. But
and Hillman,
let me
and
just,
Hillman isn't bad either.
I know what you're saying, but let me just say this. I had the benefit of picking up C.J. Anderson in one of my leagues last year, and he was essentially the equivalent of Odell for running backs. He got the job halfway through the season, and he was putting up video game numbers. 3 touchdowns, 200-plus yards he did like 2 or 3 times, and he was productive throughout the entire – that's why he didn't start until game 6 or 7 – but he's still ranked in the top 10. Now, I hear you that, Monte Ball was pre-ranked top 10 last year, and he didn't do shit. And it definitely could get, it's all a product of the Peyton system, yada, yada. You know, I hear you. I'm a little bit jittery about taking him where he's ranked. But I wouldn't go quite as far as you because I know he can be productive. I just don't, I'm not quite as comfortable as his ranking. My other overrated is Jonathan Stewart. It's like almost a joke to me. He's ranked 45th. He's going average like 70. And I'm like, did anybody watch the NFL over the last decade? Like, haven't we heard this song before? Like, about Jonathan Stewart. The guy cannot
stay healthy. He's guaranteed to get hurt. Guaranteed to get hurt in the third week of the season.
It's insane to spend anything before an 8th or 9th round pick on somebody with his record. It's crazy to me. But anyway, how about underrated?
A no more sleeper. A sleeper
I got
running
two
back.
Sleepers.
I'm going to go. My two sleepers are, and it's tough because some people actually do like them. But I'm going to go the rookie Melvin Gordon, San Diego. I think he's going to have a big year with Phillip Rivers. And Andre Ellington, I think, is going to be maybe a top 10 guy for Arizona. He's gotten better each year. He's been there. He came on last year after having a disappointing year prior to that. So I like Ellington and Gordon. What about you?
See, that Ellington, to me, is a guy that I don't – trust, because he's never actually had a full productive season. So
right, that's why
I'm afraid.
That's why I'm saying he's a sleeper.
All right, well, I'm afraid
to take him. My two sleepers on running back. One is Alfred Morris, who is generally going 3rd or 4th round, and all he's done since he's come into the league, 5 or 6 years ago, is get 1,000 yards every single year, regardless of what the rest of his team is doing. Now, he is a two-down back. He doesn't do a lot of third-down stuff. But that was when Roy Helu was in town. He's no longer there, so that might get better for him. And a lot of people don't realize that the Redskins do have one of the best O-lines in the NFL. And I think that Alfred Morris is you get him at a great value. If he was pre-ranked where I think he belongs, in somewhere overall, say somewhere in the 12 to 20 range, then it wouldn't be a great value. That's what I think he is, but that's not where he's ranked. He's ranked around 30. And that's why I think
for running
he's underrated.
Overall.
And then my other guy who I think is a little underrated, who we've talked about before, is Chris Ivory.
You can get
him 5th or 6th round, and I think he has a good chance to be
the bell cow for the Jets this year.
Yeah, and Ivy's proven to be durable. You know they're going to run the ball a lot. He had a good year last year with Chris Johnson behind him. He actually took Chris Johnson's spot. So I definitely like that Ivy pick. Let's go to probably the deepest position, wide receiver, and let me get your top five.
Now, this was a really interesting one because I, like, redid this. I had to redo it so many times because it was like, oh, wait, I'm leaving Demaryius Thomas out. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot Julio Jones. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to figure out, like, what I should use as my – I need something more than just the best to rank these guys.
And just to interrupt you quickly, I agree. I think there's really a top 10, and out of those 10, you can argue that any five of those guys could be top five.
Yeah, and it's really hard to know, like, where does that – and where exactly do we get to that second step? You know, is it A.J. Green? Is it Mike Evans? Like, I'm not sure those guys aren't on the first tier. Mike Evans was 21 years old and a rookie with as bad of a quarterback situation as you can have last year, and he had 12 touchdowns.
Anybody, you know, he's going to have another bad quarterback situation this year. I like Jameis Winston, but he's a rookie.
But think about that. Think about what Mike Evans did last year. He's 21.
Think about what he did for he basically made your boy Manziel, your boy Johnny Football at Texas A&M. Because I was watching those Cavs games. He was just throwing it up to Mike Evans.
Now, where did Beckham play?
Where did what?
Beckham.
Oh, Beckham was at LSU.
With Jarvis Landry.
Landry wasn't a rookie last year.
Jarvis Landry on Miami wasn't
a
rookie?
I don't think so.
I mean, if he wasn't, but if he wasn't, he was second year. But I think they were both on the same team.
I mean,
with Zach Mettenberg. How bad is Zach
Mettenberg? It's a semi-pro team.
How bad is Zach Mettenberg that he couldn't win a title with those two?
Pretty bad, but they're always in the mix, you know.
All right, so
I mean, they always have ridiculous talent. But give me your top five wide receivers.
Here's what I did. I did it. So this is how I did it, right? I did it straight up by wow factor. Like, I just ranked the guys that I think, because that's usually the top running wide receiver is a dude just doing stuff that is, like, you know, viral. So I sort of, that's my criteria. Like, who are the wowest running for wide receivers out there? So here's my top five, starting at number five, Antonio Brown, last year's number one. But I think he benefited from some of the other top guys not playing the full season. So he's my number. I think he's amazing, but I don't think he's the best. Number four is A.J. Green,
mm-hmm.
who is amazing. Number three is Julio Jones, who I think both of those two guys I think are my top. My two, three, and four are all wildly underrated. I think they could all end up in the top two or three for wide receivers for the season. But anyway, so A.J. Green, Julio Jones, number two, Megatron. I mean, y'all must have forgot. I know he was a little banged up last year, but it's not like he had ACL surgery or something. You know, like he was in and out of the lineup. Just last year, he was number seven overall pick. Like, he was a lot of people's first picks. And he was that for the last 5 years before that. It's pretty quick to write him off. I mean, dropping him down as far as he's dropped, I think, is pretty shocking. I think he's a great value. And, of course, we all know who the best wide receiver is in football. Number 13, baby, Odell Beckham Jr. I mean,
you crossed over. I've been trying to tell you that for weeks.
No, this dude is it. Are you kidding me? I was watching
right,
last year.
Right.
We have a
similar top five. My five is Dez Bryant. My four is Antonio Brown. My three is Julio Jones. My two is Calvin Johnson, and my one is ODB Jr.
So we actually have the exact same top three.
Yeah, same top three. I also feel like I agree totally with you on Calvin Johnson. I mean, he's still that guy. He's the same guy. And I think the closest dude to him physically is Julio Jones, and he had a monster year last year. He's only going to get better. So, and then Odell Beckham is. I mean, those three top guys are freaks of nature, completely. And I mean, and Antonio Brown and Dez Bryant are freaks of nature too. And I left out AJ Green. I have him 7. I left out Demaryius Thomas. I have him 6.
Yeah,
and Jordy Nelson. I have down
Demaryius Thomas is only, I think, the most productive fantasy wide receiver over the last 3 years in the game.
But he did, Demaryius Thomas, remember, he did fall off late last year. I know it's maybe injury related.
Peyton Manning, who I'm sure is going to put up points, but towards the end of the season,
I don't know how Peyton Manning is going to be.
But him and Emmanuel Sanders, neither of them missed a game the last 2 seasons.
But his production dropped off, no question, last year.
And then what about these young cats? Mike Evans, Watson.
I think Mike Evans is tough. I love Mike Evans. If he had a real QB, he's a top 10 guy. I have him like just outside the top 10. Don't forget Jordan Matthews from Philly. He's getting a lot of love.
Jordan Matthews. How about Amari Cooper?
Amari Cooper, but who's his quarterback? Carr, I'm not sure about yet. And just Oakland, just the fact that you play for the Raiders, I don't know. It's kind of like a jinx.
And I'm telling you, you're sleeping. I'm sorry, I was just distracted. You're sleeping on somebody that I was thinking of or that I mentioned earlier. Now I can't even remember who it is. I don't know.
Another team?
It must be a young wide receiver that you don't like.
Yeah, it must be, because I can't even think of anybody else. He's probably not in my top 15.
No, he's not, but there's somebody. Oh, it must be Kayvon Austin. What about Brian Quick? That guy was a beast last year until he got hurt. You're laughing.
Really?
He
was he?
Ridiculous.
I must have missed that. I must have missed the beast part.
Dude, he had like 2 touchdowns in 3 games in a row. Something crazy. It was like a big thing last year in our pod. Because I picked him up and you laughed at me, and then he had like a huge game.
I mean,
but then he got hurt.
I'm sure he had a couple good games. But I don't know. I think your memory's boosting what he actually.
Memory is not boosting it at all. I'm telling you that he was through the first, I think, 4 or 5 games of the season, he was a top 10 wide receiver in production. Look it up.
We'll have to get our research team on that. Give me a sleeper, wide receiver.
Oh, probably.
I'm sure there's a bunch of those.
Oh, I know who I was going to say you're sleeping on, and that's T.Y. Hilton.
I'm not sleeping on him. I have him in. He's just outside the top 10. I think I might have him 10. Yeah, I have him 10, right after Randall Cobb. So and before Emmanuel Sanders. So I'm not sleeping on him.
Here, but I think you are sleeping on him because to me he is on the top. He's in the top tier. Like he's better than Mike Evans.
I haven't had a Mike Evans, but okay. So you're saying you like him better than Jordy Nelson?
Yes.
And
you know why?
Robocop?
Yeah, I do, and I'll tell you why. Because it's just him.
Well, it's not just him.
I mean,
you got your boy Andre Johnson.
Well, yeah, of course, and a prolific offense will have multiple options, but he's the clear cut number one. In Green Bay, you don't have that. It's like when an independent steals votes from one of the party. You know,
right? But you're also projecting him to be better than he's ever been, right? Because he's never been.
He was amazing last
Nelson
year.
Or Randall Cobb. But he wasn't. He didn't produce more than those other guys last year.
I mean, he was right up there with him. He had like 14.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, it wasn't.
Like 12
he's not too.
Now.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not too far behind. I'm just saying to put him above those guys. You think? Yeah, I mean, I'm not even saying you're wrong, but you're saying, you know, he's on an upward trend. You're saying.
I do. I definitely think he's on an upward trend. I actually think what he reminds me a lot of is Antonio Brown going into last season. Because I just don't think people, like, really accept he's still relatively – and I'm surprised because I know your wife had him on one of her scenes. Or more than one of them.
Hilton.
Hilton.
I'm surprised because, right. you know, sometimes you just don't have someone. You're not just not seeing week to week what someone is doing. But he was a beast last year, and he's a lot like Brown in that he's got, like, he might be the fastest wide receiver in the NFL. Like, he has breakaway speed, and he can run that go route all day long. Guys just can't stay with him.
So your sleeper is who? Sammy Watkins, you said?
I think T.Y. Hilton is like a high. I'll give you three sleepers. T.Y. Hilton is a high-end sleeper because I think he's better than at least what we're talking about. I think Sammy Watkins is a middle-end sleeper because I do think he's not quite on that first tier, but he's definitely on that, like, second tier, and he's not quite being ranked there. And then my third, I got a couple. I mean, I think Jeremy Maclin is being underrated. Just because he's in KC, he had a huge year last year. He's definitely the number one option out there, and he's better than Dwayne Bowe. I think Stevie Johnson is a good sleeper out in San Diego. I think Torrey Smith is being underrated in San Francisco. That's about it.
I mean, okay, my sleeper is, I'll go high-end sleeper.
I'm not touching those Jets wide receivers. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch them.
Unless you want to sign up for six receptions and 60 yards every week, stay away from Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker.
Yeah, stay away from
Jets. Because that's
going to
be their
team.
That's going to be their stat line. That will be their stat line week to week. Six receptions, 70 yards.
Yeah, which is not horrible, but
it's not horrible. But you're not getting them in that range. You're getting them in a range where you're expecting 90 yards and a touchdown.
Right, and I mean you got Fitzpatrick starting right now, and then what's his name? He just got a broken jaw.
Yeah, Gino.
Yeah, you're not.
But did you see the preseason game? Did you see their preseason game?
I haven't watched a minute of preseason this year. I did see that they won. But
it's important to watch.
Let me give you my high end sleeper is Golden Tate. I see him in the top 20. I think he's probably a top 15 guy. People forgetting that he was a beast last year. And obviously, he'll never be the focus of any defense with Megatron there. So that's a plus.
Doesn't matter if he is. By the way. He had his most productive games when Megatron was out, and he was the focus. So it doesn't even matter. He produces either way. Like, you can't even look at him and say, oh, maybe it's because, you know, he gets it because of Megatron, or because he was getting his in with Megatron and without Megatron.
And I'll give you three other wide receivers, middle-of-the-road guys, but I think that you'll be very – pleasantly surprised you'll be very comfortable with them in your lineup each week you won't have to overdraft for them. And that's Funchess from Carolina, the rookie we talked about earlier. I like Pierre Garçon. I think, you know, I don't think the Redskin QB situation is as bad as most people think. I even like Kirk Cousins, RG3. We'll see if he has a bounce back here.
He probably has the best trio of QBs in the league.
Right, so I think they're going to be okay at the quarterback position. Well, better than people think, and Garçon I think is undervalued. And the last guy was Julian Edelman, who always is better than people think he's going to be during, you know, coming into the season. He's still the number one guy in New England, and he's still Brady's favorite, or the number two guy after Gronkowski, as far as wide receivers go.
What about
and
your
give
boy?
Me, give me an overrated. We got to go overrated. We're running out of time. So give me a quick overrated.
Oh, you start so I can think of one.
An overrated, I'm going to say Amari Cooper from Oakland's overrated because he plays for Oakland and he has no QB. And I'll keep
I think we learned last year that a QB is not necessary for a transcendent receiver star. And they do have a QB. I mean, we don't want to draft him in your league, but Derek Carr can definitely deliver the ball.
He did it to James Jones. He can do it to Amari Cooper. But I guess if I had
a quick
to,
overrated, we're about to get cut off.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go with Alshon Jeffrey. I mean, you're going to have to show it to me without Marshawn.